Israel deployed hundreds of additional troops to the West Bank today and has imposed sweeping restrictions on Palestinian travel after two Palestinian gunmen opened fire yesterday in a crowded Tel Aviv market. The attack killed four Israelis. Overnight, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended Israel's response.
We're going to take the necessary steps to attack the attackers and to defend those who need to be defended.
The Palestinian president condemned the killings while the Islamist group Hamas praised them. Neri Zilber is a journalist and adjunct fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He joins us via Skype from Tel Aviv. Neri, welcome back.
Good to be with you again, Jeremy.
And give us a little more detail about what we know at this point about the attack and the attackers.
Well, the attack took place yesterday evening in a crowded restaurant and shopping complex in central Tel Aviv. Two terrorists from the southern West Bank, relatives in their early 20s, came in dressed in suits and ties and opened fire in a crowded cafe at fellow customers.
Neri, one of the things that we saw yesterday as this story was breaking was the video of the police, the authorities, responding very quickly and out in public to this attack. How quickly are they able to respond to things like this? Do restaurants like the one where the attack took place have their own security?
That's a great question. So the interesting thing about this complex is that the security is actually quite lax relative to other big shopping centers. It's an open air development, and you don't quite have the same security presence at the entrance to the development as you had as you have in other places. But having said that, it is in the heart of Tel Aviv. You have the Israeli military headquarters across the street, and from all reports, security guards at an adjacent building actually were the first responders.
Is there a reason that this would happen right now? Is there something that would trigger a new wave of violence? Because it does seem like it's been a while since there's been even a smaller attack in Israel.
I think that's correct. We've seen over the past 8 months, obviously, a wave of violence and terror, but that actually has waned in the past 2 or 3 months. So the attacks, while seemingly coming every day, have actually abated for the most part. So this actually came as a shock to the Israeli public, and I think it's important to also mention that it came on the third night of Ramadan,
right?
The Muslim holy month. So Ramadan historically has been a period of heightened tensions, and especially this year was expected, coming at the end of this wave of violence, to be tense.
And the fact that it is Ramadan is also important for the Israeli response. They have just restricted travel for many Palestinians.
That's correct. Almost every year, the Israeli authorities issue travel permits for West Bank Palestinians, numbering in the tens of thousands, to enter Israel, to visit family, to go to the beach, to go shopping. That was instituted a few days ago, and this morning was rescinded in the wake of the terrorist attack. So that's the major Israeli response as of now to yesterday's attack.
And is that just going to exacerbate the situation? I'm just wondering, do people in Israel feel that it's necessary to restrict travel because of this attack?
Well, I think there's two things to keep in mind. Number one, this is what the Israeli authorities would describe as a goodwill gesture towards the Palestinian population. It's important to keep in mind that almost 100,000 Palestinians in the West Bank work in Israel. And those work permits have actually remained in place, which wasn't a given coming out of last night. So relative restraint by the Israeli government has been exhibited on that end.
So what happens now? When will these restrictions be lifted, or is there any sign that they will be at some point?
It's a good question. I think the response by the Israeli government today in the wake of the attack was measured in the sense that they didn't want to exacerbate the security situation in the West Bank, but they're also playing to the Israeli public. Obviously, a new defense minister took up his post not even 2 weeks ago. He's an ultra-nationalist, made very hardline statements before taking up the post. And as of now, though, he's showing relative restraint.
What does it feel like today in Tel Aviv? How are people feeling after this attack?
Honestly, it's back to business as usual. The development, the market that the attack took place in yesterday was reportedly full of customers as well as journalists and politicians. The actual cafe where the shooting took place was repaired and is back and open for business this morning. Life goes on in Israel. Unfortunately, it's not the first terrorist attack and tragically likely won't be the last.
That's Neri Zilber, a journalist and adjunct fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, joining us from Tel Aviv. Neri, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.